Now, from Hollywood, romance. Romance, transcribed stories of love and adventure, of comedy and crisis, of conflict and human emotion. Today, an unusual and dramatic account of superstition and hate in the bayous of Louisiana, as we bring you William Frug's terrifying story, The Lou Garou.
Good morning, Gus.
LeGrand.
It will be a hot day today.
Yeah.
Your shrimp nets are filled?
Where's Marie?
Why, she is taking some medicine to Brother Coxey. He does not feel well today.
You mean he's drunk? I want to talk to you about your daughter.
Yes, Gus?
I'm afraid for her.
Afraid? Why?
She's been seen again on the levee with the stranger.
I did not know.
There's bad talk.
Tell me, Gus, tell me.
They say the strangers killed Pierre's baby.
Zeb? It does not seem possible.
I know the bayous. Strange things happen.
But this thing is... No, I do not believe it.
Well, it's not what you believe, but what the others believe.
That is true.
So I've come to warn you. Your daughter is young and very pretty and... Well, I wouldn't like to see her harmed. We can't help the stranger, but Marie...
Thank you, Gus. I will warn Marie.
We wait here. Gus come soon.
What's he want?
How I know. He say it is important. To be pilot. Oh, that is the life.
Not you, Taco. You smell like shrimp.
What is wrong with shrimp?
A riverboat pilot smell like hair slickum. There's a mighty big difference, boy.
My cousin is pilot. He go on the boat to New Orleans every month.
I've been to New Orleans lots of times.
Pilot smart fellow, Willie. They make big money.
Plenty of women, I bet.
Plenty everything. To be riverboat pilot, that is the life. Oh, here come Gus.
Aye.
Hello, Gus, my friend.
Hello, Gus.
Where's the wine? Mosquitoes.
Here, I have some wine.
Gus! Orange wine.
It's good orange wine. I make myself.
Well, you drink it. I'm used to better.
Give it to me, Taco. I ain't so particular.
Here.
I just come from Pierre's house.
How is little Trapper?
Angry. Very angry.
What? Ain't he getting enough for his muskrat?
His baby's dead.
Dead?
Yeah.
Well, he's got 11 more.
Oh, I am sorry for Pierre. It was swamp fever, huh?
Don't be so sure, my friend.
What do you mean, Gus?
There are other ways for babies to die.
What you getting at?
You two seen stranger?
The tall one, the quiet one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen him. Walking down Levitt the other night with your gal Marie.
Shut up.
Gus, I have seen him.
Pierre's baby took sick the night the stranger come.
Huh?
That's right.
That was same night I lose my cow. Remember we all look?
I remember well.
Cow just disappear.
The night the stranger come. The night he come.
Baby get sick. My cow disappear.
Only one thing can make this happen.
I seen a ghost once in the bayou.
The stranger... He lives in the bayou.
Animal disappear, baby die.
Evil! What evil spirit can do this, Taco? What evil spirit can make himself into animal, can kill babies?
Lugaru. Wewa?
Lugaru.
Gus, what we will do?
We fix him before he fixes us.
You come to see me?
Come to buy me some salt.
Oh.
Marie, we have a customer.
Papa, it is Zeb.
So, I see. Come to buy me some salt.
Papa, Zeb is from Mississippi. He's a stranger here. He does not know anyone.
I don't mind it, none.
The bayous have strange ways, Mr. Zeb.
Zeb is going to be a big farmer someday, Papa. He is learning to grow things in the swamps.
In the swamps? Here is your salt, Mr. Zeb.
Good day. Don't you want me to pay?
Leave your money on the counter.
Thank you.
Zeb?
Yes, ma'am?
We walk again on the levee?
Well.
Tonight?
I reckon.
Marie.
Oui, Papa?
Gus, come to see me today. Why don't you like Gus no more?
I like Zeb, Papa.
Gus is afraid for you. He does not think well of this Zeb.
Oh, Gus is jealous.
There are others. They say Zeb is evil.
I do not believe
Marie,
it.
I know these people. I know the Delta. You must promise me you will not see Zeb again.
My baby is dead.
Oh, I am sorry, Pierre.
And you saw the stranger near your cabin. Night's child took sick, didn't you, Pierre?
Oui. I saw him with the girl, Marie. You're the daughter of the storekeeper, I am sure.
He was with Marie? Yes, you sure enough for losing half.
Shut up! You saw the stranger, Pierre. There. What I told you.
Gus is right.
Maybe we ought to ask Marie.
Oh, she's a child. What does she know about these things?
Yeah, but seeing as how you and her was...
You shut your face. Marie's nothing to me. It's the stranger we got to think of.
Gus is right.
It's the stranger. He killed my baby.
Come, we'll get the others.
See like I used to. Getting dark out. It's me, Brother Coxie. Ain't you gonna ask me in?
Yeah, come in.
Nice cozy place you got here.
Thank you.
Got any liquor?
I reckon not.
Yeah, lucky thing I brought myself. Want a pull?
No, thank you.
Excuse me, then. I come to talk to you, Zeb.
What about?
There's trouble, boy. Bad trouble. Been brewing a long time.
Why are you telling me?
Brother Cox is your friend. Come to warn you, boy.
I don't need no warning.
Then you heard?
I heard.
What you gonna do?
I ain't gonna do nothing.
But boy, this ain't no ordinary trouble. The crops is bad. Ain't been no rain. Folks are scared.
This is my land, and I aim to stay on it.
He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it. That's from the Bible, boy, Old Testament Proverbs.
I don't care what the Bible says. This is my cabin.
Zeb, they don't want your cabin.
Then what do they want?
Son, you listen to Brother Coxie. I come here 47 years ago. I come to do good and preach the word of the Lord. I come with nothing but the shirt on my back and the good book in my hand.
Oh, I can't read no book, Brother Coxey.
Yeah, there's good people here, but they got their ways. They got their notions. Hey, Zeb, you ever hear of the Foo Foley?
Never did.
It ain't nothing but swamp gas. Little pockets of gas. It explodes in the swamps. Strike a match and you'll see them. The folks down here figure they's evil spirits. When they see them, they just naturally got to start running.
I guess I've seen them.
It's the same way with the spirits. Ghosts. Zombies.
I never seen them.
Folks in the bayous have.
What's that got to do with me?
You ever hear tell of a Lugaroo?
No.
That's a spirit that can change itself into an animal.
What kind of animal?
Ooh, any kind it feels like. Horse, dog, cow, anything.
Is there such a thing?
Folks here say there is. Lugaroo kills people.
Hope I don't never see one.
Yeah, maybe you will, maybe you won't. But you got to believe in them first.
I don't know.
Zeb, suppose you was one of them.
Me?
Yeah, just suppose.
What you saying anyway?
You gotta leave here, Zeb.
Oh, you talk crazy, Brother Cox. Are you drunk?
Yeah, maybe.
You better get.
Zeb, folks are saying you're a Lugaroo.
Brother Coxie, you better get.
No, Zeb, listen to me.
I ain't much for books, if that's where you learn these things. I come here for land of my own. I got it now, and I ain't giving it up for crazy talk.
Son, this ain't crazy. They coming to get you.
Get.
Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction.
That's book talk again.
Matthew 7.
Get.
Just this once, Zeb. Just this once you listen to me. You're in terrible trouble.
I can take care of myself. I ain't moving off my land. Now you get.
Return to romance in just a moment. Later today on CBS Radio, go behind the scenes of a great city hospital for the story of beautiful Liz Carroll. She's there as a patient for minor surgery, but her troubles go far deeper. Liz is successful, but comes from the wrong side of the tracks. A wealthy contractor and millionaire sportsman have both been linked with her name in the gossip columns. For the story of Liz Carroll's recovery under a special therapy prescribed just for her, join us on most of these same stations later today when it's time for City Hospital. And now for the second act of Romance.
I'm just closing this door.
Never mind, store. Come now.
Where?
The orange packing shed. Big meeting tonight. The whole village. You must come.
Why?
The stranger has killed Pierre's baby. We must save the village.
Go without me, Taco.
It is for you to decide.
Papa. Papa, what is it? What did Taco say?
It is not for you.
Is it about Zeb?
Yes.
The village is against him.
Oui.
What has he done to them?
I do not know.
Tell me.
They say he has killed Pierre's baby.
Papa.
I don't believe he did that.
Papa, you will help him.
I am only one voice.
Papa.
Yes.
Do you believe Zeb is evil?
I don't know.
He is not, I swear it.
You love Zeb.
Oui, I love him.
Then I trust what you say.
Stop them, you must stop them.
Very well, I will go. There is danger here, Marie. You stay inside and lock the doors and windows.
No, I'm going to think.
Marie, no. You must not go there. Marie, come back.
Why we waste time with this talk? My baby lies dead.
There must be justice.
Kill the Lugaroo. That is justice.
Stop. Let's hear all the evidence. Anybody else? talk.
I wish to speak, Mr. Gus.
LeGrand. Mr. LeGrand.
Go ahead, speak, my man.
I have lived in the bayous many years. This is my home. I have seen what I can't explain. The strange little lights in the swamps. The animals who disappear without trace. The men who suddenly die without reason. These things I can't explain. And I have seen the stranger who calls himself Zeb. I say to myself, is this man evil? Or do I fear this man because he is a stranger? And the answer is yes.
Well, you talked about the grand.
The answer is yes. I fear this man because I do not know him. And that is the only reason.
All right. We heard, Mr. LeGrand. Yes, baby is dead. That we know. All right. We know what we have to do. We tie the Lugaroo to the stake.
Yeah.
And let the mosquitoes and the top-nose be the executioner.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Let the Bayous bring justice for the Lugaroo.
Yeah.
Not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth this color in the cup. At the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Proverb 23.
You're drunk, Brother Coxie.
Drunker than an alligator in an oyster bed.
You better leave.
Drunker than a drumfish in a shrimp nest.
You better go home.
Yeah. Ain't you never gonna get some sense, boy? Home is where the bottle is.
The bottle's empty.
So it is. 47 years in the bayous and the bottle is always empty. You try, son, you try your almightiest and they just don't listen. And you try and you pray that the wrath of Jehovah will show them. And they just don't listen. Well, us here. Your company is here, Zeb.
Well, they can come.
You open that door, boy, and you sign your death warrant.
I can take care of myself.
Zeb!
Marie, what you doing here?
Zeb, we must go at once.
I'm staying here.
Zeb, they are coming to kill you.
I got a gun.
The whole village, Zeb.
In a multitude of counselors, there is safety.
You shut up!
Zeb, there is little time. Gus is bringing the whole village to kill you. They say you are Lugaroo.
I don't know no Lugaroo. You better get. And take Brother Coxie with you.
No, I will not leave without you.
Maybe I'm what they say I am.
You are not, Zeb. It is Gus. He is made in this way. He is jealous of you.
Then I'll settle it with Gus.
Brother Coxie, help me.
Love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave.
Zeb, I beg you. I plead with you. Leave before you are killed. Leave for my sake.
For your sake?
For me, Zeb. For Marie. Zeb.
Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake. Timothy 3. Empty.
All right, I'll go.
Quick, into the swamps. They will not see us in the dark.
If the blind lead the blind, both fall into the ditch. Matthew 14. I'll come with you.
This way.
You follow me. I know the swamps.
I'm coming with you.
We'll wait for brother.
No, we cannot wait. Then.
Brother Coxie.
Where thou goest, I will go. Yeah, but I think I'll nap you a little first.
Dave, we cannot wait.
Come on, men.
I hope you did.
It's no use.
Dave, please. for me.
Maybe they're right.
They are not right. They're... Hurry, please, we are gaining.
Maybe I ought to give up.
They cannot find us in this swamp. They've hurried. Oh! Oh, my leg.
Marie!
Oh, help me.
You cut your leg.
Without me, David, it's your life.
It's no use running.
Do you have a match?
A match? What for?
Quick, give it to me. The gas pockets will be light then. It is our only chance.
Yeah.
They are gone.
I see you. Both of you. You think you're smart. You make a big fool out of Gus, huh, Marie? You make love to this stranger behind my back. You think I don't know? Well, Gus knows. Now I'll come and get you. Both of you.
Let him come.
You don't make a fool of Gus.
Bibi has a knife.
I get Lugaru.
No. No, you ain't.
Yes.
I throw
guy. I ain't no Lugaru.
No.
I ain't no Lugaru. There. I ain't no Lugaru.
He's dead. I killed him.
Marie! Marie!
Here! Here!
Marie! Are you hurt?
We are all right, Papa. Gus, he's dead.
I killed him.
Gus came with a knife. It's hard to kill them.
I know.
The others, will they come back looking for us?
No. They fear the evil swamp spirit.
Papa, can we go back now?
Yes. The village will soon understand. Gus was the evil spirit. The Lugaru is dead.
Romance is produced and directed by William Frug. The Lugaru was written by Mr. Frug. Featured in the cast were Sam Edwards, Lillian Baieff, Barney Phillips, Herb Butterfield, Joseph Kearns, Parley Bear, Jack Edwards, and Jack Crucian. Music is supervised by Jerry Goldsmith. This is Dan Cubberly, inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at this same time. Law and Order needed a helping hand in the early days of Dodge City. And a helping hand was just what Marshal Matt Dillon had to offer. His hand was particularly helpful, too, since it enjoyed one of the quickest trigger fingers ever to find its way to a gun. For some really wild, really Western thrills, hear what happens when the Marshal's good friend Doc gets into a tight situation and needs some help to get out of it. It's yours right now. For Gunsmoke follows immediately on most of these same stations.